Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, 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 there was a trade made in Major League Baseball, but it's has something to do with the Tigers once did, but it's not Tigers related. Justin Turner removed mid-game, just got traded, kind of like Austin Jackson got traded mid-game. Do you remember that? For the David Price deal?
Yeah, I remember.
He's going
that.
To Seattle for more offense. So the Mariners acquired Justin Turner, and apparently they just ripped him off the field. So there you go. So, Rico, we'll get back to the baseball stuff. John Morosi joined us earlier in the show. You want to hit that, hit the Odyssey Rewind. But there's other news, believe it or not. If a trade happens involving Jack Flaherty, Tarek Skubal, or any other litany of Tigers, we will make sure to break it down for you. However, tomorrow could be a big day. I mean, could you imagine? Mike Valeni misses the trade deadline, and he potentially misses a day where it's announced that Michigan football might have to suffer a postseason ban. Like, Mike would call in tomorrow, right? He would come back from wherever he is to come in for studio.
Well, no, if he said if Skubal gets traded, that he would do, he would call in. So, but Michigan, don't hold your breath. There will not be a postseason ban. Michigan, because it was being reported by the Wolverine on three.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And if you don't pay for the Wolverine, I got this from Bro Bible. But I'll read it to you. Chris Ballas reports that the NCAA is not going to try and vacate any wins from the past. Jim Harbaugh's undefeated national championship season will remain intact. All the recent success will stand. However, the NCAA might try to ban Michigan from the postseason for up to two seasons in the future. That ruling would presumably be in addition to other punishments like a fine or recruiting sanctions. A financial hit is something that the Wolverines wouldn't mind. Anything that would directly imply on-field success will not fly. They are fully prepared to fight the NCAA in court. So two straight years of Michigan fighting the NCAA. The first one did not work out really well.
Here's what's going to happen. And David, it's your team, so I'll let you speak upon this. Nothing. Nothing will happen. The NCAA will not give them a postseason ban. They may hit them up with a heavy fine that Michigan is willing to pay, but I don't think the NCAA is unless Michigan all of a sudden just goes into the tank and then they'll say, oh, well, you guys are banned. You weren't going to make it anyway. But if Michigan is good, Michigan's not going to get banned from the postseason. It's just not going to happen. Just like last year, they're going to step up and do something. No, if anything, Michigan put down the blueprint. You know what? Push the boundaries as far as they can go and then go 10 steps further and deal with the repercussions later. So, I applaud them because at least they just said, screw it. We're going for it.
Right.
And there will be no repercussions. And the NCAA had time to do what the Big Ten and Tony Petitti actually did in real time. You know what? We're not going to punish kids who are in high school for the transgressions that are going on right now. They're going to punish, and then if it does happen, they'll miss the postseason. It'll probably be like 27 and 28. Okay, these kids are in high school right now.
But let's say it does happen. I'm just saying, let's say it does happen. People are saying the postseason is, of course, not sanctioned by the NCAA, so then the actual playoff committee could still put them in.
Oh, who's over the playoff committee right now?
Is it still Ward? However, if the NCAA does ban you from the NCAA, they don't have the power, or do they have the power to ban you from the actual playoff?
No, I mean, I think the playoffs are the playoff committee. I don't know if that's the – I think the NCAA, they work together with the NCAA, but this is one of those kind of a gray area. I think the playoff committee kind of struck their own TV deal.
Yeah, they have no say in if a banned team can make the playoffs.
So you won't play in the Big Ten championship game.
Which could affect you making the playoffs, but you also got to believe that the TV networks would be frothing at the mouth and they wouldn't want Michigan to have a postseason ban.
No blue blood school will ever get that SMU type of ban where you can't play in the postseason. It's just, I'll believe it when I see it, Rieger. That's when I saw this, and there'll be a lot of people... It's not going to happen. Let's just put it like this. In the end, I don't think it's going to happen.
So what do you think? At all. Just recruiting violations, financial fines, Michigan will pay it, and then just Rieger, we go by the wayside.
Rieger, Central Michigan still has a football program.
What did they do?
Yeah, they got caught cheating big time on camera. I've talked to members of the actual staff.
With a guy having camera glasses.
Members of the actual staff who actually said, yes, that was him. We knew about it. Their coach came out, lied, have no idea what happened. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're still waiting to get to the bottom of this. They still have a program. I would have leveled that city. I would have turned Mount Pleasant into a parking lot by now. But no, if proof, there's him on camera with glasses, nothing's happened to Central Michigan. If nothing's happened to Central, why do I think anything's going to happen to Michigan?
Oh, and I hear you. I agree. Not to mention...
By the time something happens to Michigan, Donovan Edwards' son will be on the team.
It would be nice to know just the details and the proof they have against Connor Stallions. That's all I want to know. I know there's going to be the documentary on Netflix at the end of this month, which I'm sure he's going to be a company man and say, oh, this was all me. Coaches didn't know.
Like one of the co-producers of this thing. So, yeah, I don't expect. He'll be a tragic hero.
Is he going to advertise for his vacuum cleaner company?
He'll be misunderstood. There's rumors.
So you don't buy any of it?
No. I don't buy any of this. Once again, Central Michigan, nothing's happened. If nothing's happened to them, and no one cares about the Chippewas, not even Cookies, who's one of their top alums, because they don't have many.
Here's what I'll say.
Cookies and Dick Enberg.
Here's what I'll say. I do believe it, because this is a report saying that the NCAA is looking to do this, so I do believe that this would happen. But as a Michigan fan, we won the national title already. I don't care. Ban me.
I'm just curious.
I don't care.
Let's say, because the NCAA, of course, wants to prove a point. And you know, they've had a stick up their you-know-what from Michigan for a long time. Let's say this was true, and they could somehow ban Michigan from the college football playoff, which we're not quite 100% sure on. Was it worth it?
Yes, it was worth it.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
A national title, if it means you have to miss two expanded playoffs in a row?
We won the national title. I don't care if we missed two straight postseasons. Who cares? Never take my memories away. They're not taking wins away, according to this report. So who cares?
Nothing. Well, David, don't hold your breath.
But this report is saying it will happen. Yes. They're ready to fight it.
They're going to be fighting the win. Nothing's going to happen.
No, but David is right. David is right. A source has said they're going potentially after a postseason ban.
They're ready, just like they were ready with the amicus briefs last year to make sure that Harbaugh coached. And in the end, they were like...
But that was actually something. They were actually fighting something. It wasn't they were prepared just in case. They were fighting something. A ban happened.
David, your coach. Yeah, in theory, something did happen. Nothing. I promise you. Because I just look at the Central Michigan, nothing's happened to them.
All right, 248-539-9797. Are you as confident as Rico Beard, my radio partner for the week? 248-539-9797. Here's the other thing. And David said he was happy they weren't vacating wins, where at least we're led to believe. Apparently the report might drop as soon as tomorrow. I would rather have the wins vacated than have a postseason ban. Simply because.
What does it matter? We won already.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep me away from it for 2 years. You can't take away the championship now.
I
want
to play in the college football playoff. Not to mention, if this college football playoff was prevented, you were prevented from playing, you got to believe recruits would leave. You got to believe it would screw Sharon Moore. It would be a disaster.
Which I'll say this. It's possible because I was reminded that James Madison was not allowed in because they said the NCAA has them ineligible.
It would be a disaster.
So if the NCAA has Michigan ineligible, they could say the same thing.
Right. Then, of course, the CFP committee might say, but could they put them in anyway? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Does this worry you at all, Michigan fans? And do you agree so much with David Hatchetman Hall that it's all worth it regardless? Who the hell cares? They won a national title. Who the hell cares? Who cares what they say? Who cares what Connor Stallion says in his little Netflix documentary? Doesn't matter. 97 won the ticket.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I keep looking, Rico. Nothing new as far as the trades are concerned. Scooble and Flaherty still a member of the Detroit Tigers. We'll keep you updated. 248-539-9797. Talking about this latest report that could drop as soon as what, tomorrow, that Michigan will suffer fines and maybe recruiting violations, but Maybe, just maybe, they also get a ban in the postseason for 1 to 2 years, but they are ready to fight, Rico Beard. You don't buy any of it.
No, I don't. This is ridiculous. If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm not worried about this. I don't care about this. Because even if they went and they took away your postseason and said, well, all right, fine. Were you going to win a title? Probably not. You already got your title. You already have your the spoils of winning a title. You got a trophy that's going to go up in a trophy case. You got the hat. You got the T-shirt. You got the memories. You went to the games. You got it all. They can't take that away from you, okay? Now, other people may not respect it. Other fan bases may not respect it. But you don't care. It's yours, and that's all that matters. And you can celebrate it with your other maize and blue brethren. But as far as doing any punishment to them, when has the NCAA done anything like this before? Now, I mean, this is unprecedented.
Right.
But they're not going to do it.
Last year was unprecedented, too, though. You suspended Harbaugh for the last three regular season games. Michigan was ready to fight. Then at the very end, they decided,
we're not going to fight. The Big Ten suspended Harbaugh.
Well, that's
not the NCAA. NCAA just went like, we don't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
At the glacier
they hadn't
pace.
Ruled on it yet. Correct. They hadn't done anything to it yet.
Man, nothing will happen. Nothing. Nothing. And I don't do too
it
many
does
guarantees.
Sound
I
like can guarantee they're trying. You.
But if the report says they're going to levy these penalties, a postseason ban, how can you say that that is not going to happen? They're going to turn around and say, you know what?
No, never mind. David, they're not going to get the postseason ban. Here's what's going to happen. Michigan's going to have to pay a fine. They may give them a.
So how are they going to get that?
Oh, what the
fine? How are they going to get that? Because if the report's saying they're going to. Put this.
Well, it says they might try.
No.
Postseason ban on them,
they'll
right?
Put it out, yeah.
So that means they're going to have to fight the postseason ban.
Right.
They're going to fight the penalty that the NCAA is going to put
and
on
the
them.
The NCAA will back
that
down.
That means
like
there's a penalty.
No, they'll back down like normally. Michigan, they've already said, we'll pay a fine. And the compromise may be, all right, take away 5 to 10 scholarships for us for 2 years.
So you believe there's a penalty. They're just going to fight the penalty.
Well, and the NCAA will back down and say.
Well, then there's a penalty then. Okay.
Okay. Wow. 5 guys that you don't even know who they are.
No, because you keep saying there's no penalty. They're not going to get anything. Well, there's a penalty that the report says.
That's not a real penalty.
It is if they're going to tell them. If they're going to present the penalty, that's a penalty. It's like talking
you.
To my kids. You're on punishment. I presented the penalty.
Right. I heard your kids are willing to fight it
okay,
as well.
But David, if the penalty is, son, you can't drive the car 3 years from
it's
now.
It's still a penalty.
Is that a penalty?
It's still a penalty.
Yeah, but don't forget how much the NCAA hated Jim Harbaugh. And don't forget how much I'm sure they hate the fact that Michigan got away with this. So this report says they might try for a postseason ban. And if they were to do that, Michigan would be ready with the big guns. It says they will do anything else, like you're saying, whether it's a fine, whether it's a sanction for recruiting, it doesn't matter. But if they try to levy the postseason ban, then Michigan's going to be like, no, not going to happen.
So,
but I don't think the NCAA is going to back down. I think they look at this as their one chance to lay the hammer.
You really believe this?
I do.
And you really believe this too, David?
That there'll be a penalty. Yes, because the report says there'll be a penalty. Now, if they fight it, that's a different story. That's a different conversation.
Well,
if they fight it and in the end there's nothing, that's different.
Okay.
You said there will be no penalty.
Yeah, by the way, this could kill the program if it were to actually happen, though. If it were to happen, recruits would leave.
Are you on crack? There's nothing going to happen.
You are so confident.
That nothing will happen.
Why? Just because it's never happened before. You also had never had a cheating scandal like this before.
Okay, right. And it's been a year later. They haven't punished Central.
I get what makes the Central Michigan thing, but maybe that's coming with this. Who knows?
If they didn't punish Central and you actually have evidence, tangible things that are undisputed.
But Rico, they...
What
it's
makes
not
you
done
think
yet.
They're not coming after Michigan?
I get it.
They will come after Michigan, but when the dust settles, David, nothing. Nothing.
All right, David, you got some ticket tax. Rico is so confident that I'm almost rooting for Michigan to get punished, so he's wrong. I'm kidding.
No, you're not kidding. You're serious. You want to be right.
Just a little bit.
postseason, not including the playoffs, because the playoff is not sanctioned by the NCAA. That is from MT. Not quite sure about that, though. We got to really find that out.
I'm almost positive that if the NCAA bans Michigan, that the CFP, the College Football Playoff,
the CFP will go along with it, but I don't think that they really have any jurisdiction on kicking Michigan out. By the way, who's the head of the CMP?
Well,
CFP?
And that's why it was brought to my attention about James Madison, because they didn't have any jurisdiction, but they say, the NCAA says they're not eligible to play, so we won't put them in there.
Right.
Yeah, but don't forget, though.
But I'm sure the president of the College Football Playoff Committee will say, well, hold on. Maybe this team deserves to be in there.
But don't forget, they changed the rules, right? So, like, what Michigan was in trouble for to begin with, this whole off-person, in-person scouting, you're allowed to do in the CFP. If they did it by the postseason or the CFP's rules, they never would have got in trouble to begin with.
David's Mazin Blue is really coming out. It's not a penalty at all. It's a simple slap on the wrist.
Oh, yeah, don't piss off
the Michigan. Which is why I said I don't care if they do this. I don't.
Yeah.
Give me a postseason ban. Who cares?
I mean, they already
my
gave
memories
Michigan.
And my dream, everything's right there in front of me, David, that we won.
David, your penalty is you can't drive your Bentley tonight.
Oh, okay. Wait.
You don't have one, so it doesn't matter.
Like, it doesn't matter what they do to us. I'm good with it. TV network won't let Michigan get banned.
Someone else
says, go blue, no sanctions.
I can't believe I'm sitting here defending this, but Kenny, help me out. I feel dirty.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, Rico, but I'm on these guys' sides here on this one. I think there's going to be punishment. I think
yes,
there has to
you're
be.
You're from the SEC, you scumbag.
But he's rooting for it, obviously.
No.
But also, we laugh at this because it's not a real title.
Laugh at me. I don't care.
And Kenny,
no, you shouldn't care, David.
Kenny,
that's
will come with penalties, but I guess what I am saying, for the record, when all is said and done, nothing. And if it is something, it will be, okay, you paid a hefty fine. Don't care. You're making a ton of money. And maybe you have a scholarship reduction for a year where you drop down. Because they're about to push it up to 105 anyway. So if that's the case, all right, you could only have 90 guys.
Right. I want to see the evidence. That's all I care about. I want to see the day-to-day of one Connor Stallions. Repairing vacuum cleaners by morning and at night breaking down some film.
Don't watch the Netflix series because he'll become a tragic hero.
Okay, I heard you and Mike talking about this. The Netflix series, which he will get paid, obviously. I didn't know he was a producer. You say he was. I know nothing about that.
Well, he's involved with it. Okay. I think he sold his story.
Fair enough, but I do think there's a chance that Netflix say, hey, Connor, what the hell are you going to tell us? I don't think Netflix is going to put this out if it's just the pro-Michigan shill,
okay,
Connor
Stallion. All right, now I'm against you.
Okay, I really don't.
They don't care.
Something.
Okay, once again.
Why? Because they're going to get views regardless?
Jeremy, I'm glad you're here, because I feel like I'm on a space. Did you not see Swamp Kings?
Thank you.
I did see Swamp Kings.
In Swamp Kings, Urban Meyer came out to be this tragic, misunderstood hero.
That's a valid
that
point
basically
by you.
Got, and, so hey, you, so hey Urban, you know you had Aaron Hernandez on your team who literally beat a man almost to death?
So you think Connor Stallions is just going to sit, look in the camera, and say, guys, it was all me. Jim Harbaugh has no idea who I am. It was all me.
Did I really cheat? We did that. And, you know, it just went to help the team. And he's not going to implicate anybody.
Do you think there's any chance in hell that Connor Stallions feels like he was rolled over by a freaking tank and is ready to tell the truth?
No.
No.
Why?
Because
they're paying him a boatload of money.
Okay, which is why he can say whatever he wants. He already got paid.
No, but Rieger, I'm asking you, if the story sucks, do you still get the boatload of money?
Rieger,
yes.
Any man who writes a 650
manifesto.
Page manifesto ain't rolling over on that university. The fact that you had enough time to write this tells me that's cult-like love.
And
right
just
there.
Very quickly, though, the word manifesto is usually like, I feel resigned for serial killers or like bad people. Connor Stallion just was a sign stealer. Is it really a manifesto or is it just like a journal?
Okay, dissertation. Still.
Dossier.
Change the language. It's the same thing.
Dude. So you guys are convinced it's just going to be this pro-Michigan spin.
It's going to be pro Connor Stallion spin. That's what it's going to be.
Pro Connor. Yeah. And Michigan had, you know, this was all on me.
There you go.
Those guys, they told me, Connor, don't do this. I took it upon myself.
That would indicate they knew, though. Can't say that.
See, I cannot believe at the end of this.
They've already come out and said that they knew. JJ came out and said that he knew. Back in 2020 or whenever he was being recruited.
Do you think the LLC will be talked about?
The vacuums.
Like Corum and Connor Stallion.
What about the vacuums?
How is the LLC doing right now?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody got to go out there and interview Blake Corum in L.A.
All right. 248-539-9797 to Jeremy Otto. Update coming up next. And we'll keep you updated. So far, no trades involving Tarik Skubal or Jack Flaherty. 97 won the ticket. All righty. We have nothing yet. Jack Flaherty scratched today. Tarik Skubal, we talked to John Morosi. 50-50 chance that he gets dealt as well. Ken Rosenthal told by an executive, no way in hell, Skubal's getting dealt. But David does have one rumor. Yeah,
but
latest rumor?
I would say this. Rieger, you're like, where's the rumors? No rumors means that maybe people are talking and things are getting done. Rumors mean... Yeah, this is just all people throwing stuff out there to see, you know, what.
And I like the rumors, though. Rumors are fun.
I know, because you're a troll.
Oh, yeah. Ahead, I don't think it's being a troll. I just think I want to be entertained.
Both things can be true.
No, I'm not a troll. I do live under a bridge, though.
You are.
Yes, David.
We have a rumor. Bob Nightingale tweets out, the New York Yankees are in extensive trade talks for the Tigers starter Jack Flaherty and plan to trade starter Nestor Cortez if they land Flaherty.
So Cortez not coming to Detroit. Cortez going elsewhere?
It just says planning to trade him.
Yeah,
so.
It looks like he would go elsewhere, not to Detroit. Doesn't look like a one-for-one type of thing. So there's your rumor. You happy now?
The Yankees have some pretty good prospects. They probably not a Jason Dominguez, right? That's their top prospect. But Chase Hampton?
Depends on
Spencer
how
Jones?
Depends on how desperate they are, how close they feel, because... Yeah, at this point, you got to go for it.
Well, they got two guys in their top five that are in AAA and could probably play immediately. Dominguez, who has seen some action, and then Pereira, Everson Pereira, outfielder. And then they have a shortstop, their fourth best prospect, but he's an eight ball. I got no interest in that.
No.
Got no interest in that. He would go to like A ball, you know, play with Max Clark, although he's in AA right now. Tearing
he's
the cover
in
off
high
the ball.
A, isn't he? What's oh, up? He's in double A. Yeah. You're right. He got moved.
He got promoted recently. So there you go. There's the latest rumor. If you want to hear Morosi, we talked to him earlier, hit the Odyssey Rewind. We'll get back to baseball in the 5 o'clock hour. However, Rico, you're holding up some money. It's very disrespectful. Go ahead. Tell the people what the hell you're doing.
I'm just holding up a $20 bill.
That I gave you. I gave
Why'd
you a $20.
Why'd you give it to me,
Rieger? I made a bet with you. Mm-hmm. And I lost that bet. So I came in, I was honest, and I paid you immediately. And you said, doesn't it feel good to pay your bets? And I said, no, because I lost money on the deal. So we had the station golf outing on Saturday. And I filled in for Mike on Friday. And Rico and I did a great topic. It was well received. And we were asking the question, are you Team Rico or are you Team Rieger? Team Rico was, you go to these types of events and you just have fun because you realize you're not that good to begin with. Team Rieger was, it's an effing business trip. And I'm going to win and kill everybody that gets in my way. So Rick and I made a bet that I could break 100 at a very difficult private course. And I've never broken 100 there because I'm not a damn good golfer. I did beat a lot of people from the outing. But you know what I shot?
What'd you shoot?
100 on the dot. Yes, I parked by the greens like Trump does.
Don't care.
So I lost.
So how did you lose it again?
I lost.
How?
On 18, I actually started off great. My first six holes, for me, this is great for me, okay? If somebody's listening that's scratched, that wants to vomit at this, I understand. But you're not as
Rieger,
awful as I am.
Rieger, how did you lose?
So I started off great. My first six holes, it was bogey golf. I went bogey, bogey, double, par, bogey, bogey. And I started thinking to myself, I could get in the 80s maybe. Couple shots. I'm going to crush beat breaking 100. And I didn't do that. And kind of took on water in the back nine. A couple of triples.
Okay.
And then on the very last hole. It's a par five.
Okay, now we're getting to the point. Okay.
A very difficult par five. And I piped the drive down the middle. I needed the birdie to break 100. I needed a freaking birdie.
How far was this putt?
It's like a 500-yard hole.
Okay.
100 yards out, okay. Third shot. I put a ball within 5 feet of the freaking hole.
Okay.
The entire radio station is watching, Rico.
So not five, not even 5 yards, 5 feet.
5 feet. 5 foot. Not yards. 5 foot.
No, no, I'm just painting a picture.
Like pretty much the height of me. Yeah, like a little. Yeah, if I laid down, I would have been a little taller than the distance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much a gimme.
I mean,
I'm not a golfer, but David, a 5 foot putt just seems
maybe six
pretty,
feet.
Pretty simple to make.
Yeah, it does feel simple.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Anyway,
you missed that.
So everybody was watching you.
Well, how about we focus on the fact that about a 110 out, I put it within 5 feet.
No, why
that's a gorgeous shot. I mean, we had the entire radio station watching.
Why don't you describe the final shot?
So I drive up in the golf course. I'm riding with Stoney. I beat Stoney, by the way. Thanks for that.
Will you please tell the story?
So I'm riding up, and I see our boss and everybody that works, Gator and Doug, and I'm like, see that? See that? That's for birdie. If I make this, I break 100. I go up, looked at the putt, read the green, and I did the one freaking thing that you never want to do. I left it short.
You choked.
5 foot putt, putted at 4 feet. Break was right, though. I feel I got that right. So I parred the hole. I shot 100 on the dot, and I came in, and I paid you, and I paid Evan, and that's that. But you know what I learned?
What?
You know what I learned? That you might have been right. Because when I started the day, I just said, I'm just going to have fun because I know I suck. And I had fun. I did. I had fun. Mainly because I kicked Stoney's ass. But I had fun.
But you missed a 5 foot putt.
I can go down the list of the people I beat, though. You don't care about that.
But you missed a 5 foot putt. You choked.
But
everybody was watching.
I wasn't the worst.
And you choked.
I don't know if they were watching the putt at that point.
You choked.
And they just watched the approach shot.
Brieger, death. Taxes, and you'll do something stupid. Those are the certainties in life. So I capitalized on it this time. Thank you very much. Dave, we got any ticket texts?
Yeah, we sure do have ticket texts. I missed a two-footer this weekend for par.
What a total jerk.
What? The guy missed a two-footer? He's a jerk? Go ahead. I apologize for Rieger's comments. Go ahead.
Clark is in high A. He's not in double A yet. You're wrong, Jeff. Wow, you're wrong and you miss putts.
Mm.
That's interesting right there. Right. Another one says, I have a buddy who was at Oakhurst. It is a hard hole. Yes, you choked though. Aaron in Lake Orion.
Yeah, the last couple holes are very difficult. Yeah, okay. No?
Okay, the hole may be difficult, but when you're six... It's a 6 foot putt.
Five, 6 feet.
The difficulty's over.
That's not even the distance between you and I right now.
Right.
Wow. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's
right.
not.
Right. And if you can't make this, that's a problem.
Well, listen, you're looking at the distance between me and you.
Why don't
right
we
now?
Focus on the fact I was piping drive? Stoney at one point said, hey, you've gotten better. Why don't we focus on that? I got a net eagle on a par five earlier. We don't want to focus on anything positive. You know what? Jared Goff is right about you people. He's right about you people. You're all negative. 97 won the ticket. All righty. We have nothing yet. Jack Flaherty scratched today. Tarek Skubal, we talked to John Morosi. 50-50 chance that he gets dealt as well. Ken Rosenthal told by an executive, no way in hell, Skubal's getting dealt. But David does have one rumor.
Yeah, but
What's the latest rumor?
I would say this. Rieger, you're like, where's the rumors? No rumors means that maybe people are talking and things are getting done. Rumors mean, yeah, this is just all people throwing stuff out there to see, you know. What.
And I like the rumors, though. Rumors are fun.
I know, because you're a troll.
Oh, yeah. Ahead, I don't think it's being a troll. I just think I want to be entertained.
Both things can be true.
No, I'm not a troll. I do live under a bridge, though.
You are
yes, David.
We have a rumor. Bob Nightingale tweets out, the New York Yankees are in extensive trade talks for the Tigers starter Jack Flaherty, and plan to trade starter Nestor Cortez if they land Flaherty.
So Cortez not coming to Detroit. Cortez going elsewhere?
It just says planning to trade him.
Yeah,
so
it looks like he would go elsewhere, not to Detroit. Doesn't look like a one-for-one type of thing. So there's your rumor. You happy now?
the Yankees have some pretty good prospects. Like, probably not a Jason Dominguez, right? That's their top prospect. But Chase Hampton.
Depends on
Spencer
how
Spencer Jones.
Depends on how desperate they are, how close they feel. Because, yeah, at this point, you got to go for it.
Well, they got two guys in their top five that are in AAA and could probably play immediately. Dominguez, who has seen some action, and then Pereira, Everson Pereira, outfielder. And then they have a shortstop, their fourth best prospect, but he's an A-ball. I got no interest in that. No. Got no interest in that. He would go to like A-ball, you know, play with Max Clark, although he's in Double-A right now. Tearing the cover off the ball.
High A, isn't he? What's he's in Double-A. Yeah. You're right. He got moved.
He got promoted recently. So there you go. There's the latest rumor. If you want to hear Morosi, we talked to him earlier, hit the Odyssey Rewind. We'll get back to baseball in the 5 o'clock hour. However, Rico, you're holding up some money. It's very disrespectful. Go ahead. Tell the people what the hell you're doing.
I'm just holding up a $20 bill.
That I gave you. I gave
you
a $20.
Why'd you give it to me,
Rieger? I made a bet with you. Mm-hmm. And I lost that bet. So I came in. I was honest. And I paid you immediately. And you said, doesn't it feel good to pay your bets? And I said, no. Because I lost money on the deal. So we had the station golf outing on Saturday. And I filled in for Mike on Friday. And Rico and I did a great topic. It was well received. And we were asking the question, are you Team Rico or are you Team Rieger? Team Rico was, you go to these types of events and you just have fun because you realize you're not that good to begin with. Team Rieger was, it's an effing business trip. And I'm going to win and kill everybody that gets in my way. So Rico and I made a bet that I could break 100 at a very difficult private course. And I've never broken 100 there because I'm not a damn good golfer. I did beat a lot of people from the outing. But you know what I shot? What did you shoot? 100 on the dot. Yes, I parked by the greens like Trump does.
Don't care.
So I lost.
So how did you lose it again?
I lost.
How?
On 18, I actually started off great. My first six holes, for me, this is great for me, okay? If somebody's listening that scratch that wants to vomit at this, I understand. But you're not as awful
Rieger,
as I am.
Rieger, how did you lose?
So I started off great. My first six holes, it was bogey golf. I went bogey, bogey, double, par, bogey, bogey. And I started thinking to myself, I could get in the 80s maybe. Couple shots. I'm going to crush beat breaking 100. And I didn't do that and kind of took on water in the back nine, a couple of triples.
Okay.
And then on the very last hole, it's a par five.
Oh, okay, now we're getting to the point. Okay.
A very difficult par five. And I piped the drive down the middle. I needed the birdie to break 100. I needed a freaking birdie.
How far was this putt?
It's like a 500-yard hole.
Okay.
100 yards out, okay. Third shot. I put a ball within 5 feet of the freaking hole.
Okay.
The entire radio station is watching, Rico.
So not even 5 yards, 5 feet.
5 feet. 5 foot. Not yards. 5 foot.
No, I'm just painting a picture.
Like pretty much the height radio of me. Yeah, like a little. Yeah, if I laid down, I would have been a little taller than the distance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much a gimme.
I mean,
I'm not a golfer, but David, a 5 foot putt just seems pretty simple to make.
Yeah, it does feel simple.
Yeah, that's
wow. Anyway, you missed that.
So everybody was watching you.
Well, how about we focus on the fact that about a 110 out, I put it within 5 feet.
No, why
that's a gorgeous shot. I mean, we had the entire radio station watching.
Why don't you describe the final shot?
So I drive up in the golf course. I'm riding with Stoney. I beat Stoney, by the way. No applause for that. Thanks for that.
Rieger, will you please tell the story?
So I'm riding up, and I see our boss and everybody that works, Gator and Doug, and I'm like, see that? See that? That's for birdie. If I make this, I break 100. I go up, looked at the putt, read the green, and I did the one freaking thing that you never want to do. I left it short.
You choked.
5 foot putt, putted at 4 feet. Break was right, though. I feel I got that right. So I parred the hole. I shot 100 on the dot, and I came in, and I paid you, and I paid Evan, and that's that. But you know what I learned?
What?
You know what I learned? That you might have been right. Because when I started the day, I just said, I'm just going to have fun because I know I suck. And I had fun. I did. I had fun. mainly because I kicked Stoney's ass. But I had fun.
But you missed a 5-foot putt.
I can go down the list of the people I beat, though. You don't care about that.
But you missed a 5-foot putt. You choked.
But
everybody was watching.
I wasn't the worst.
And you choked.
I don't know if they were watching the putt at that point.
You choked.
And they just watched the approach shot.
Brieger, death, taxes, and you'll do something stupid. Those are the certainties in life. So I capitalized on it this time. Thank you very much. Dave, we got any ticket texts?
Yeah, we sure do have ticket texts. I missed a 2-footer this weekend for par.
What a total jerk.
What? The guy missed a 2-footer? He's a jerk? Go ahead. I apologize for Rieger's comments. Go ahead.
Clark is in high A. He's not in double A yet. You're wrong, Jeff. Wow, you're wrong and you missed putts. That's interesting right there. Another one says, I have a buddy who was at Oakhurst. It is a hard hole. Yes, you choked, though. Aaron in Lake Orion.
Yeah, the last couple holes are very difficult. Yeah, okay. No.
Okay, the hole may be difficult, but when you're six, it's a 6-foot putt.
Five, 6 feet.
The difficulty's over.
That's not even a distance between you and I right now.
Right.
Wow. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's
right.
Not.
And if you can't make this, that's a problem.
Well, listen, you're looking at the distance between me and you.
Why don't
right
we
now?
Focus on the fact I was piping drive? Stoney at one point said, hey, you've gotten better. Why don't we focus on that? I got a net eagle on a par 5 earlier. We don't want to focus on anything positive. You know what? Jared Goff is right about you people. He's right about you people. You're all negative. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.